Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jan Dillerschneider's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jan is a longtime friend of mine. I've known Jan for, golly, 16, 17 years. Met her right out of high school. She was right out of high school, and she's become, she and her family have become good friends of ours, but this is the first time she's on the show, so she's a new friend to you, and she's here to talk to us about, I wanted you to know about her. Her life as an artist, she has many other accomplishments. We're going to talk about her life as an artist. Jan Dillerschneider, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm so happy to be on your show.
It's good to have...
So long since Bob has been, I think, most every Thanksgiving morning.
I know.
Several years, 22 years.
A lot of different times Bob's been on the show. He has a lot to contribute, and we love having him on the show. That's Bob is her husband, by the way, folks. Many of you have heard Bob Dillerschneider on the show before. Jan, you have a lot of accomplishments. You're an award-winning volunteer. You've got so many accomplishments that you have had over your career and your life. In addition to being a mother of two, I might throw that in there. But you're an artist now, and that's the thing that I think you probably think of yourself more now than anything, right? As an artist, and you're very well accomplished. You've got some great reviews. And as my audience doesn't know this, Jan, probably, I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but you know that I've been collecting art for a long time.
Yes.
In fact, I own one of Jan's pieces, folks, and I'm very proud of it, too.
And I'm so honored that you do. You called me, I think, from Baltimore and it expressed an interest in the piece.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it had just been crated
to go to
a Paris show in Gallery Pierre Lanchelier. And we couldn't take it out, so we had to send it to Paris, bring it back. But the great thing that I told you was that as soon as it arrived, we could put that little red dot on, meaning it was sold.
Yeah.
And everybody looked and said, oh, my goodness, they're already selling. I have to buy it. Sign up.
And I never got my commission on that either, by the way, Jim.
Oh.
I meant to ask you about that. So, okay, let's go back and talk about when the first artistic sap started rising in you, and you thought, you know what, I'd like to put brush to paper. When did that happen?
Well, I think that it was crayons to paper, not so much brush to
right.
paper. My
right.
mother was a painter, and so we were not.
So you had that in the family. You've seen people, you'd watched yeah. people do this before.
Yes, yes. And my sister was extremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of grew up. We didn't learn opera. We learned things at the breakfast table, like my mother saying, always put the lightest light next to the darkest dark, and talking about colors and things. It was just a natural
mm-hmm.
a natural thing that was in our family. So I've been asked, I think my first really professional painting that was, you know, oil paint with
right.
sign and big brushes, was in art class in junior high. About 12.
Wow! So you've been doing this a long time. I had no idea, because I'd known you a long time before I even knew you were an artist. Because you kind of let that part of your life be under a bushel a little bit for a long time, didn't you?
You know, life goes in phases.
Yeah.
There was the phase where you could paint and be in college and enjoy being majoring in art. And there's the work phase where the fact that you had an art education degree was extremely important. You got the job
mm-hmm.
because of it. But I didn't have a lot of time for painting. And then as it went along, I would take an art class here. But always interested, always doodling, always...
But when you thought of your art, how much of it did you think of it as, whenever that might have been, how much of it did you think, I'm enjoying expressing myself, and how much of it was I would like to turn this into a living?
I think I always knew that I liked and had some modicum of ability. I think my mother sat me down in college when I was taking fine arts and said, "Now, I know that you enjoy the art, but I'm not sure you're going to become Picasso, my dear."
Ah.
And said,
some motherly tough love, right?
Yeah. And she said, "I think you have to take something. You have to turn this into something you can make a living."
Yeah, you need to have a fallback, like become a pipe fitter or something like that, right? So you can have a real job, right?
Right. So I chose fine arts education. And it was very rewarding. The education element was really very important when I was in business. And so it just all blended. And it was really not till later when I was living in New York for the second time that I had the ability to, or the time, to actually go and start revving up.
So is that a lesson that you would talk to anyone who's a young person, maybe someone is listening who has a child who wants to become an artist, they want to focus on art? You recommend that they pursue that, but at the same time find some associated activity, vocation that can turn into a regular paycheck.
Absolutely. When you have an artistic bent, it's in you, and the job you have, it should have, if you're lucky, you can choose something that is artistic and it fulfills your need to create something. But I always tell young people, follow your passion. Don't let go of the art in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. You may not wind up being a Picasso or a Jeff Koons or something, but...
Or Jan Dillersnutter.
Well, thank you very much. But make it part of your life, because personally it just brings joy.
Mm-hmm.
Joy and happiness in your life, and an aesthetic appreciation of the world around you, be it colors, shapes, trees.
You know, Jan, I had an aunt, my Aunt Reba, who was one of my guardian angels.
Aunt Reba, and
she absolutely was. And she was a painter, but she was not well trained at all. She just did it on her own. And her paintings aren't anything that would win anybody's awards. But I have one or two of her paintings, and they mean more to me than anything in my collection because they came from her.
I understand that.
And she was my guardian angel.
They're part of her heart. Go
she's
ahead.
In heaven. She's in heaven right now. Jan Dillersnutter, and I will be right back, folks. We're going to talk about what does it take to get your art shown in Paris. How about that, folks?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.